Prior to sitting down with a student in a renewal conference, it's important to understand that you must go through a series of steps to ensure that virtually every student you sit down with in a Black Belt Club conference is going to enroll. It's not a sales presentation. It's not a sales pitch. I'm not going to pitch the Black Belt Club and hope that they join. We're creating a long-term relationship. We're going to be working together for a long period of time, and it's critical that no one is uncomfortable with the arrangements. If I'm coercing or manipulating or pressuring you to sign a long-term agreement to stay with our school to Black Belt, and you're not really comfortable with that, that's going to backfire on me down the road. You're going to either drop out, you're going to resent it, or you're not going to be committed to the training. And frankly, that's just not good for the school. That's not good for the collective atmosphere. So the process simply is this. After that exam, we made the masked presentation, everybody, we list all of those students' names. Say there's 12 students that just graduated to Orange Belt. These are our prime Black Belt Club candidates. We'll then rate those students one-third each, A, B, C. A students are definite goes. We know that they're psyched, they're ready, their attitude, their attendance, their enthusiasm, their surveys, everything points to them wanting to be part of the Black Belt Club. The B students are almost as qualified as the A students, but not quite as qualified. So we've got to work on them a little bit more before we jump the gun and make the presentation too soon. C students are the less motivated, poor attendance, definitely not goal-oriented. They don't look like good qualifications for Black Belt Club right now. So we're going to be patient with them, really focus on them, and nurture them along and see if we can't get them motivated to earning their Black Belt Club qualification. It's important to understand that the students have been told they cannot approach you about becoming a Black Belt Club member. It has to be under the recommendation of the instructor. This is what makes the club prestigious. Not everybody can get in. Now, in time, you're going to want a vast majority of your students in there, but you can't just be flinging Black Belt Club belts to anybody who's willing to sign the piece of paper, because then the club becomes watered down and the students that have worked very hard highly resent it when somebody they know that hasn't worked as hard gets in also. So you've got to be selective. So I've got my list of 12 students. There are 4 A's, 4 B's, and 4 C's. It's best to keep it in thirds. I'm first going to target the A students for the Black Belt Club Conference. Now, prior to them sitting in that office with me, they should have a full understanding of what the Black Belt Club is. They should have a full understanding of the privileges of Black Belt Club, and they should have a full understanding that's based upon them setting Black Belt as a goal. All that's left is to go over the arrangements.